Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Preppy Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti. Today I'm in Rome in company of one of the protagonists of Wajib by Amari Jazeer. Welcome to Saleh Bakri. So how was to work with your father in the role of your father?
Generally speaking, I enjoy. Now, of course, it was difficult. It's not easy. It was not easy. It was challenging because of the story, because it is not, they are not a great friends, as you see in the movie. They are fighting, they are arguing, they have different, complete different attitudes towards life, towards how to manage your life, how to act, how to talk. They are arguing about every little thing. And there is the mother story, like the son is more of with his mother. He agrees with his mother more than he agrees with his father. And that makes the father very angry because he has a big problem with his wife because she left him with other man, and that is very, very hard for him, especially in a community like in Nazareth, where people are know each other, and it's like a big village, and it's not so easy for him, and he is very upset. His son, he's the one and the only son, doesn't understand him and doesn't stand with him in this with this problem he's facing. So it is very, very. There are a lot of contradictions between them, and that makes it very hard to act, especially with a close person to you like your father. But in the same time, it gave the film, I think, a lot of deepness and a lot of reality, truth. Truthful, it is truthful, because me and my father, yes, we are not like Shadi and Abu Shadi with a lot of arguments, but still we have our arguments, we have our different thoughts, and that was our material for these roles. This is our real life. Was our enlightenment for Shadi and Abu Shadi.
Talking about those different worlds father and son seem to be living in, the father gives out invitations to the wedding, also to people that are not that close to the family, only because of his sense of tradition, formality, convenience, and the son is way more radical and furious. And these two ways of facing life and problems connected to the Palestinian situation is showing, do you think that these two ways are showing the real differences between the younger and older generations in how they're facing their reality now?
Maybe it's representing two different generations, but still in the same generation of the father there are a lot of different people than Abu Shadi. There are people who are more of fighters. There are people who are more of a collaborators. And you cannot say it represents all the generation of his age. And the same with Shadi. Shadi, you cannot say he represents all the generation of his age. So I don't know how much they represent in percentage. So it's always difficult to answer this kind of question. But I can say that I respect both characters. I respect the father for his endurance, for remaining in his city with all the difficulties that he is facing on the personal level and on the political level. I appreciate that. I don't appreciate his relying on the Israeli to be promoted. Regarding Shadi, I appreciate Shadi for his political very clear visions and very clear decisions and very right. For me, it's right to be like, to have this political view, point of view. But I don't appreciate that he ran away. He lives somewhere else. He decided not to face his community, his village, his city, the reality of his own. He gave up his dream to build a cinematheque and to continue, even if the intelligence, the Israeli intelligence, came and closed it down. They close it down, I reopen it. This is a real fighter. So I appreciate Shadi for some aspects, and I less appreciate him for other aspects. The same with the father.
Your character lives in Italy. You have worked in Italy for in the film Salvo by Fabio Grassadoni and Antonio Piazza. What do you think about our country?
I think there is an open love story between me and Italy. It started with theater, and the last thing I have done was Salvo. And I tend to believe that it will not end. So there is a little glimpse, a little kiss for Italy in Wajib. A little. And we will continue spreading love to this place. I appreciate Italy. I hope mm-hmm. that the love story, my personal love story with Italy, will not, I believe that this love story has no end. It will continue to grow until the sun will shine again on the humanity.
I told Anne-Marie that my feeling towards the film was that it is very specific to the Palestinian problems and society, you know, the conflict between father and son. But at the same time, I could see some universal, let's say, dynamics in their relationship. Do you find the same similarities? Do you think that in a more universal way we could see it as you know, something that happens all the time? I mean, we're fighting with our parents on things that we see differently.
Of course. I think artists, any artist, whether he is a writer, a painter, musician, any artist, when he approach his approach to art must be universal, because art is universal, or the greatest art is an universal art. That is in general. In the specific case of Wajib, father and son is universal. Everybody can identify with a father-son relationship, whether he lives in Sweden or he lives in Somalia. The father-son relationship is a father-son. Love is love everywhere. Hate is hate everywhere. Father-son problem is father-son problem since ever, and it will remain until ever. It will never end. It's in our heritage as human beings, this conflict between father and son. man, woman, these contradictions that hold us together, that separate us, that makes our life interesting, that makes our life capable to be productive and to give birth to art.
The film has an open ending, no? So in my opinion, it was the perfect ending because there's never, you know, the right way to face the problem. There's never, you know, a solution, easy solution. But what do you think about the open ending?
I think it's more interesting to leave an open ending in this case. There is an open ending, but there is also kind of closing a circle. There is an open ending with a question, with a lot of questions, whether the son will remain in Nazareth. Maybe yes, maybe no. The son forgave his father. Maybe yes, maybe no. The father forgave his son. Maybe yes, maybe nobody knows. This is more interesting. This leaves us with open heart. We go home, we ask ourselves, we think about these two guys. There is something not settled inside us as somebody who is watching. There is something not settled, not finished. We want to finish it with ourselves, and this is important to for me as an audience. This is important to go back with after I see theater or cinema or art, to go back with full of questions and emotions. Is maybe this is the most beautiful thing art can give us, cinema can give us, is not to leave us when the light is off. It remains inside us.
Thank you so much, Saleh Bakri, for being here with us and talking about Wajib by Amari Jazir. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.